At their February meeting on Monday, ANSI commissioners received their yearly audit report from the accounting firm of Dixon & Hughes, and ANSI's financial future is getting brighter. Commission Chairman John Renfro explains.
The audit brought excellent news for Yancey County. At the beginning of the 2006 fiscal year, our fund balance was -$463,739. July 2007, at the end of that fiscal year, our fund balance had increased to +$512,826. This is a total increase of $976,565. This means that Yancey County is very solidly in the black. That means we have a positive fund balance. The local government commission will allow Yancey County to once again get back to normal business activities, such as we can now borrow money if we need to. We do not have to send monthly reports anymore. We are not under the strict control of the local government commission anymore, which is something we have tried very hard to get out from under this year. That is a very good thing.
Chairman Renfro says some projects had to be put on hold, but hopefully that will change this year.
This has been the largest priority we've had in the last year. We realized coming in that unless this was done, we could not go forward with anything in the county. We basically did it by not spending money. We hope this year, with the fund balance back in position, that we can go forward on several of the projects that we've started, the one being recreation. Another, there's a group that's looking for a new senior center. We hope we can help both these endeavors, and I think we can at this point. There were several other projects that ended up on hold, and hopefully those get resumed as well. Last year, we just had to put a tight lid on spending, and we weren't really able to get out and do some of the things that a lot of people want done. This year, we hope we can.
John Renfro is the chairman of the Yancey County Commission. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.